Chris Nelson, the TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Chris, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Max. Good afternoon, Sam. It's a great little intro there with that little clip. I couldn't quite understand. There's a few beeps and words missing, so I'm not sure what they were. There might have been something wrong with your audio.
Well, the beauty is, Chris, if you want to swear, Gibbo will bleep you as you go. So feel free to be as loose as you've ever been on the radio before. Just let it absolutely flow, because we have the power. We've been swearing all show and none of it goes to air. It's perfect. Talk to me about Magic Millions Week.
Well, it's a massive week on the Gold Coast racing-wise in Queensland. Magic Millions Week kicked off last Saturday. We had the Wave Race Day meeting. It was a little bit wet on the Gold Coast, but this week's been fantastic. We've had the yearling sales kick off yesterday lunchtime. And just to give you a bit of a snapshot there, guys, the yearling sales, there's some big money going around. The top lot at the moment, as we speak, has gone for $1.7 million. We've got one there for 1.5, another one at 1.1. Then we get down to the cheapies at $950,000, and they go downwards from there. But there's still many more days to go, so every chance we knock over that 1.7. And then we get to the big race day, of course, on Saturday. Over $10 million total prize money. The two features, the two-year-old Classic and the three-year-old Guineas. And then I think there's some other – or there always is a good session on the Saturday night after the races at the sale yard. And then there's some more on Sunday and Monday. So a lot of tourists on the Gold Coast. Great time of the year to be there.
Can I ask what you may think is a stupid question? I believe there's no such thing as a stupid question, but I may just be about to ask one, Chris. And by all means, swear at me if you think it is stupid. We'll bleep it out. what is worth $1.7 million there? Is that like a horse is worth $1.7 million, or winning the race you get $1.7 million? Who gets the $1.7 million?
Well, the $1.7 million goes to the breeder of the yearling. So the horse has been sold for $1.7 million. Yep. And it's only a yearling. So it now, hopefully, for those owners that have paid that amount of money, will be good enough to compete in the Magic Millions two-year-old race next year, and then the three-year-old race the year after that, and then other races, not just Magic Millions races. It can race wherever it likes, but it's always eligible for Magic Millions type races that are restricted to horses built, restricted to horses sold, not built, at the Magic Millions sale. So we're talking about a yearling, a horse, right. Not a yep. house.
Right, I'm with you. Now, I think I'm with you. I was interviewing a breeder once, and I was told that basically, you know, you've got your kind of your stallion, right? He's worth a lot of money, right? He's the guy. That really is. He is a thoroughbred, literally. And you want to create your new racehorse with his business, right? But what I've heard is that to get the female horse ready, right, they bring along sort of deputy stallions to kind of check if the female horse is ready, you know, to get involved in the action. So they're brought along behind the horse and they don't actually get to go. Do you see what I mean? I mean, I'm trying to phrase this in the most... I understand people might be driving.
They do. They tease them.
They tease them. This is terrible for these stallions who don't get the action. They
a just, tease horse.
Yeah, a tease horse. Chris, is that true?
I have no idea, but I can tell you it's a bit unfair.
Yeah.
It's a bit unfair. Absolutely. It's the first time I've heard that, but I'm not all over the breeding scene, so I couldn't tell you, but... it may be true. There's no reason to suggest it wouldn't be true if you've been told that. But, yeah, that's an interesting one. I'll pose that question to a couple of people over the next 2 days and see if I can get an answer.
Please do. I'd hate to have made that up completely. Maybe it's, you know, maybe you're more generous in Australia and you just let them all loose. And it's different, you know, it's different in the yards back in the UK. I think it is. I think I danced around that subject with the right
sensitivity. You did very well.
Thank you so much. Chris, anything else you want to tell us? Tell us about the two big races on Saturday.
Yeah, the two big races, the Magic Millions two-year-old Classic. We have a short-priced favourite there in Cool and Gatter, very well known for those who know the Gold Coast well. James McDonald will ride. He's the top jockey in the country. Been a bit easy in the market after a wide barrier draw there yesterday morning on Surface Paradise Beach. So Cool and Gatter still favourite at around $2. The one that has firmed up is Russian Conquest, thanks to a good draw. Another brilliant jockey there, Kieran McAvoy, will ride. So they're the main two, Cool and Gatter and Russian Conquest. Whereas the other one, the three-year-old Magic Millions Guineas, it's very, very wide open. I wouldn't want to try and even tip you on there at this stage. Jamia's got a good chance. Number two's got a good barrier. King of Sparta, the list goes on. So, yeah, we'll leave that race alone. That's a difficult one. If we can get the winner there, we deserve some sort of a prize. But I think probably the other one, the winner will come from Coolangatta or Russian Conquest.
Chris, thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, I've given you the opportunity to ask some big questions to some breeders, and we'd like to find out the truth, if possible.
Max, you've educated me there, so I'll have to go and find out what's going on there, and I'll get back to you on that. Thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure.